Every morning, God gives you a clean slate. You've got a clean slate today. Everything that happened yesterday, the mistakes that you made, the things that you didn't accomplish, the things that you felt like you failed or you came up short, the regrets, all of that has been wiped away. You've got a clean slate today. You've got the ability to become who God created you to be. Because He has made it. He has opened the way for you. You're ready to start anew today. You have an opportunity to be something amazing. You have the opportunity to be something incredible. God has given you that opportunity because you have a clean slate. You might remember this movie. It's called Clean Slate. Starred Dana Carvey. Did any of you see that? It was a comedy. And he was this guy named Poe. Poe was a private detective. And he had been in this accident where he now had amnesia. So, and what it was kind of a strange kind of amnesia because every morning he'd wake up, he didn't know who he was. He couldn't remember yesterday. And so as a result of that, he didn't know how he dressed. He didn't know, was I like a cool guy? Did I wear really cool stuff? Was I kind of a more cowboy type, you know? Was I slick dudester, mobster type, you know? So he would look in the mirror every morning not knowing who he was yesterday. And you have to decide what was his style. What was his favorite food? What was the name of his dog? What did his car look like? He had a clean slate every day to start out with. But that, you have a clean slate too. You have a clean slate every morning just like Poe. You can become who you were meant to be. You can become what God created you to be. In Hebrews 10:17, this is God speaking. Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." God doesn't remember what you did yesterday. He will remember it no more. He has given you a clean slate. In Ephesians 1:4, it says, "Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." We are holy and without blame. Say, I am holy.
I am holy.
And I am without blame.
I'm without blame.
We have that because he has given us a clean slate today. That made us holy and without blame.
Amen.
And he doesn't remember anything else we did. We get to start anew, just like Poe did every day. You can start anew. You can be the person you were meant to be. You can do incredible things. You were created to do incredible things. And God has wiped the slate clean. You are holy and without blame. He goes on to say in verse 7, "In him," this is Jesus, "in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Forgiveness of sins. Sins meaning mistakes. You know, things that we came up short on, things that we didn't do right, things that we weren't quite correct on. We have forgiveness through receiving Jesus. Through receiving Jesus, all of that has been wiped away. It's been washed away. It no longer has to follow us or plague us. It's yesterday. Today is a new day. Today is a new day that God has given us. Say amen.
Amen.
This is something to get excited about. In Colossians 1:22, "And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight." Holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Above reproach. Meaning you can't even be blamed. You can't be blamed. You're above reproach in his sight. Say, I am holy.
I am holy.
I am blameless.
I am blameless.
And I am above reproach.
I'm above reproach.
Man, we've got a clean slate here.
Amen.
Amen. This is the time to get excited. I hope you're getting excited about this. This is something to get excited about because we have a clean slate. God doesn't remember those mistakes no more. He sees us in a whole new light because we've received Jesus and everything else has been taken away so that we can stand in the radiant beauty that He created us to be. We can be the way God wanted us to be. Tomorrow, or to yesterday, is gone. And today is new day. We're a new creature on this day. We're a new creature with a new life. And man, is it exciting. Yes. It's exciting. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. The problem. I noticed in my practice, working over the years with people with injuries, the hardest thing to cure is the diagnosis. The condition is no problem. The disease is no problem. The body and God can heal anything. I've seen Him heal cancers. I've seen Him heal bad backs. I've seen Him heal, migraine, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome, whatever. Tendonitis, bursitis. God healed it. God healed it quickly and easily. But what I noticed was even after a person's condition was gone, I saw them still limiting themselves and talking and acting like they still had that diagnosis on them. Oh, I got to be careful. I had cancer. I've got cancer. No, you don't got cancer. You were healed from cancer. It's a new day. Our diagnosis, though, the diagnosis that we need to be cured from isn't just put on us by a doctor. It's how we see ourselves. How do you see yourself? Sometimes you put labels on yourself because of failures. I'm not that smart. I'm not that good. Wish I was more creative. I'm not creative enough. I'm not a good business person. This is the diagnosis. It's easy to cure the problem. The minute we receive Jesus, everything is healed. But now we got to change the diagnosis. We remind ourselves, as a result of seeing all these problems and remembering this, we keep reminding ourselves yearly, maybe daily, what's wrong with us. We see what's wrong with us, and as a result, we see what's wrong with other people, and as a result, we see what's wrong with the world, and all we're looking at is all the wrongs. Some cases, maybe we even make a list of all our weaknesses, bringing to remembrance daily what is no good. When Poe would get up in the morning and he would look in the mirror, he had no idea what his mistakes or what his shortcomings were. But yet when we get up in the morning and we look in the mirror, sometimes we start to run down where I've failed, where I'm no good. Gee, I got more wrinkles than I had yesterday. Gee, I'm putting on a little weight. We start going down all those kind of things. Rather than remembering, I have a clean slate. This is a new day. God doesn't remember yesterday. And as a new day, I can look into that mirror and start to see who I am, who I really am, because I'm not plagued by the diagnosis or who I think I am. I can let that go. I can release it. Because Jesus came and we were reborn, no longer old creatures. As a result, God sees us as if sin never happened. That's the way He sees us. As if we never made a mistake. As if we never did anything wrong. We are holy and blameless. That is the way God sees us. God remembers no more. But we keep remembering. You keep remembering. Many years ago I read this book. It was probably my first book. No. But in this book it talked about this scientific study that they did. And what they found out is that whatever scientists were looking for in their scientific experiment, they found. That explains a lot, doesn't it? That explains why one year eggs are good and the next year eggs are bad. It all depends. If that scientist was looking for what is bad in eggs, he found it. He found what was bad in eggs. And next year, another scientist looks and he wants to find, I think there's something good in eggs. And he sets out on an experiment. And guess what? He finds what's good in eggs. He finds why eggs are good. So now we have eggs are bad for you one year, eggs are good for you the next year. Eggs are bad for you the next year. Eggs are good for you the next. Back and forth. But the same is true for us. The same is true for you. Whatever you're looking for in life, you're going to find it. It's the same thing. If you are expecting something bad to happen, you're going to find something bad. If you're looking for something wrong in a person, you're going to see what's wrong in a person. If you're thinking everything is wrong in the world, you're going to find everything wrong in the world. Same thing is true for us. We find what we're looking for. We find what we're looking for, even if we don't want it. That's the way it's working all the time. This is why faith is so important. This is why faith is so important. It's about seeing, believing what God says, as opposed to seeing what's wrong with you and the world. What God says is he talks about who he made you to be. God created you to be something amazing. And if we walk in faith, then that's what we see in the world. Can you begin to focus and look towards and see who God created you to be? Can you look to see what God created the world to be? Not the mistakes that are out there now, because that's not what God created. God created a perfect world, and he created a perfect you. And now through that gift of Jesus, we get a clean slate, not to look back at the mistakes of yesterday, but to begin to see ourselves for who God created us to be. To see the true creation, that we are holy and blameless, above reproach. Say amen.
Amen.
And if you can look towards what God is saying about you and what God created you to do and who God created you to be, the same thing will happen. You will find what you were looking for and what you were believing. You will find a perfect you. You will find a perfect world. You will find an incredible God. You will find an amazing God. He is asking us to look in the mirror and see Jesus. He is asking us to look at other people and see God in them. Can you see past the tattoos and the piercings and the facial hair and the criminal record and the foul language and the funky clothes to see God in that person? Or are you going to be looking for the problems? Are you going to be looking at what's wrong with the world and what's wrong with yourself? Because if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're going to find. But God says through faith, when we believe in him, when we believe his creation, his promises, when we believe him, that's what we will find. And that's what we will have. And that will be your life. Your life will be an amazing life, a great life, an incredible life. The more you see the problem, the worse it gets. Conversely, the more you see Jesus, the better you get. We had an incredible Bible study a couple weeks ago in Romans 8, 35 to 39. In this Bible study, we meditated on the story and what God said to us. He showed everybody basically the same thing. He did. And what it was is there are storms, and there are fights, and there is strife, and there are all kinds of things going on out there in the world. But he said, if you stay focused on your destination, if you stay focused and stay on course, if you keep focused on what you're supposed to be looking at and seeing and believing, it will have no power over you. It does not matter what it is. It has no power over you. It cannot overcome you if you do not believe that it has the power and the strength. But you know that God has all the power and all the strength to transform you, to give you a great life, to give you an amazing life. That's where you're headed, and that's who you are, and that's what you will get in your life. It's all about having, knowing you have that clean slate and keeping your eye on the prize, which is God. Amen. When we see the perfection of Jesus, guess what you get in your life? You get perfection. When you understand that God has made incredible promises, given you favor, given you blessings, given you amazing love beyond belief, when you understand that and you stay focused on that, that's what you get in your life. That's what you bring into your life. In Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, it talks about a yearly sacrifice. Listen to this. This is kind of interesting. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they were offering continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. By yearly sacrifices, year after year, it can never make them perfect. For then would they have not ceased to be offered. For the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. So they were trying to get rid of their, they were atoning for their sins, going to the temple, and laying a list of all the things they had done wrong for the year, and they had brought a sacrifice of a bull or a goat to say, we're going to purify this, but it could not make them perfect, and it could not take away those mistakes. All it served to do was to remind them continually of what I have done wrong, of what you have done wrong. They were being reminded every year of what they had done wrong. So they were sin conscious. We don't want to be sin conscious. We don't want to be looking back to yesterday. We don't want to be looking back to all the mistakes. We don't want to be listing them and saying, oh, I failed here. I'm lousy there. I'm such a worthless person over in that area. Because what does it do? We don't get to perfection that way. We become sin conscious. We become conscious of what's wrong with everything and everybody. Especially ourselves. If we go down to verse 10, though, it says, by that will, the will of God, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. One sacrifice, Jesus, came. And by his sacrifice, once, one time, we don't have to remember it daily. We don't have to bring up all the things that were wrong with us. Through that one sacrifice, we are sanctified and we have the clean slate. In Hebrews 10:14, it says, by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Get excited about this.
Amen.
This is you. You have been perfected forever by the one sacrifice, the one offering. You don't have to remember all the mistakes from yesterday. You've got a clean slate. God has given you a clean slate to walk a new life, to be a new creature, to fulfill the destiny and the promises. And this is how we stay focused on our goal, on where God is taking us. We stay focused on our destination of perfection, which is Jesus. And by doing that, we overcome the diagnosis. We transform who we think we are, and we become who God created us to be. Say amen.
Amen.
We want to become those great beings that God created us to be. And the world is transformed by us focusing on the perfection of Jesus. That is how we change the world. That is how we transform the world. By watching and looking towards him. Here in John 10:10. This is Jesus talking. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Yes, praise God.
Jesus' whole purpose for coming was that we would have life and we would have it more abundantly. As we saw in the yearly sacrifices, That was not a better life. That was merely a sin consciousness, meaning we were reminded and we knew all the mistakes we made and we were completely aware of everything we had done wrong. That's not a better life. But Jesus came that we might have life more abundantly, as it says in Luke 4:18. This is what Jesus says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. He has set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And in this speaking, Jesus is talking about what he has come to do. Liberty. He is giving you liberty from what? He is giving you liberty from who you thought you were. He is giving you liberty from those mistakes that you kept condemning yourself with. He is giving you liberty from whatever happened yesterday. You have liberty from it. It has no power over you. It has no hold over you. It's not going to affect you because you're not looking back to yesterday anymore. You're looking forward to the future. You're looking forward to where you're going and who you are. God has made you a new creature and you're looking towards the future. You can't move forward by looking back. You'll be like these guys that are atoning for their sins. You'll just see all the mistakes. No, stop looking at what happened yesterday and start looking forward to today. Start focusing on where Jesus is going and follow him, because he is taking you to a place of perfection so that you can be a new creature. Say amen.
Amen.
That you can be a great person, that you can have an amazing life, that you can be blessed and favored above and beyond all things. God can do it for you. All things are possible, and you have been set into this new life through the works of God, through the works of Jesus, one offering, one time, and it's finished. It is finished, and you have it today. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you're excited.
Yes.
I hope you're excited about this new life. Close your eyes. Let's pray. I want you to take a moment. You know, our intentions are very important. Today, you can change the focus of your life. Today, you can change the direction of your life. Right now, you heard me talk about some people looking back, but I'm asking you to look forward. I'm asking you to look towards the destination. I'm asking you to look towards the perfection and see the perfection that God has put in Jesus and in you. He has put that in you. I want you to make a choice today. Are you tired of looking backward? Are you tired of seeing your mistakes and your flaws and everything that's wrong with the world and everything that's wrong with everybody else? Are you tired of that? Would you like to step into the world that God created? We get what we're looking at, just like the scientist. Whatever he was looking for, he found. Same thing's true for us. How do we do that? By looking forward. Today, I'm asking you to make a choice. Let's choose together. Let's make this choice together. To look forward. To look forward to what God has created in you. Today is a new day. And when you start to look for the good in the world that God has created, and the good that God has created in the person, and the good that God has created in you, when you begin to look for that, your life, your world will change. And I'm asking you to make a decision today. To make that choice to now look towards the good of God, the perfection of Jesus. Right now, make that choice. Am I tired of looking back, seeing all the wrongs, drumming over it, going over it, worrying about it? Yes, I'm tired of it. And yes, God, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to look towards what is good in you. I am ready to see your blessings and your favor and your goodness in me, in my life, in this world. I make that choice today. See yourself turning away from the past and towards the future, towards Jesus, towards God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, come into my heart in the name of Jesus. And I know that this one offering has cleansed me and healed me forever, perfected forever. And today I choose to see the good in people. I choose to see the good in the world. And I choose to see the good in myself. And yesterday is gone because it's been washed away by the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for this gift of a clean slate. And thank you, Father, for the gift of being a new creature. And thank you, Father, for a new life. In Jesus' name, amen.